Democrats in the New Mexico legislature will soon have to choose between good government and good politics. On the side of good government is the New Mexico Citizens Redistricting Committee, a 7-member board headed by former Supreme Court Justice Edward Chavez, which has been holding public meetings throughout the state to gather input from residents to guide the redrawing of political district maps, as is required every 10 years after the census. According to the group's website, its mission is to propose district lines that are drawn fairly through a transparent, open, and participatory process, and to develop maps that allow New Mexico voters to choose their representatives, not the other way around. The committee was formed by legislation passed earlier this year. The original bill would have required the legislature to accept one of 3 proposals in each new district without making any changes. But it was amended during the committee process to give legislators the freedom to disregard the entire effort, should they choose to. And that has opened the door for good politics. The Center for Civic Policy and other progressive groups are proposing a new map for the state's 2nd Congressional District, now represented by Republican Yvette Harrell, according to a story in the Albuquerque Journal. The plan would break up the area known as Little Texas into all 3 of the state's districts. The plan would move the South Valley and parts of Albuquerque's west side into our district, creating a new district that would be almost 60% Hispanic. New Mexico is the most heavily Hispanic state in the nation and should have a congressional district with a strong Hispanic majority, argued Oriana Sandoval, CEO of the Center for Civic Policy. Republicans in Little Texas responded with howls of protest, as you would expect. With the exception of 2 terms, the GOP has held that seat ever since the death of Harold Runnels in 1980. The 2nd Congressional District has now become the Republican Party's only source of power in the state. If they were to lose it, Democrats would have single-party control. But GOP leaders would have only themselves to blame. Republican attorneys argued for an end to laws prohibiting partisan gerrymandering, and conservative justices agreed with them in a 5-4 Supreme Court ruling in 2019, all of which makes what's being proposed by the Center for Civic Policy perfectly legal. And it must be frustrating for Democrats in the state legislature who have watched Republicans in other states use gerrymandering to their advantage. 2 wrongs don't make a right, but in politics they do even things up. Still, I suspect that good government will win out, as it should. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.